Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. This is August 31st, so this is the last Monday of August. I want to almost say like it's the last Monday of the summer because it kind of feels that way. We still have until, what, September 21st is the official turn to fall, but it's starting to feel like that. Kids back to school already for a lot of people. Kids back to school for us, like in a week. Can't really believe it. It's one of those like half weeks where they got the Labor Day thing, and you know how it goes. So my thoughts with all of you as you're dealing with getting kids back to school or virtually and all of the craziness that you're dealing with. So thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this show to improve your financial well-being around real estate. Now, it's our Monday episode, so this is where we deep dive questions from the audience. People have left us voicemail messages, which you can do as well. All you need to do is go to our website. It's morrisinvest.com/Clayton. You have to use that slash Clayton, because that's how you're able to leave a voicemail message, and try to keep it to like 30 seconds, if you will, and just ask a real estate related finance question or whatever is holding you back and you need some clarity on. We've got three great questions today from three great listeners. So let's listen to Corey with his first question.
Hey, Mr. Morris, quick question in regards to property manager. So I'm currently active duty military. I have three properties that I pretty much self-manage on my own. And I was wondering, what's your recommendation for this, as I am in a different location than the properties that I have? And up to now, I haven't really had any issues, self-managing those properties. But I'm starting to have tenants let me know that they're going to be leaving. So I'm going to have to start trying to rent them out again from afar. So what would you recommend me do in this situation, whether it's to seek a property management company or continue self-managing? Thank you.
Well, first of all, Corey, thank you so much. And thank you so much for your service to our country. I appreciate it. And we all do. Being active duty military and having to up and move every, whatever it is, 2 years, 3 years, different assignments. We have friends that are in the embassies that, you know, it all depends on their assignments. 2-3 years and you're moving constantly and you're building wealth back home at the same time is truly fantastic. And obviously you're in a unique position being able to do that, because you can really, really build wealth by not having to spend the money right now on cost of living, right? I mean, this is really, truly a fantastic opportunity for you. Plus being able to use a veteran's loan and so forth. So there's all sorts of benefits. So we thank you for your service. And that's one of the ways that our government thanks you for that. So you've done an amazing thing, and I hope other active duty military listen to Corey's message. So you've got, I think, three properties right now, and it's getting a little much. Now, I always say right from the outset, please try not to manage properties yourself. It just will come back to hurt you later on. And it might not be the first property. It might not be the second. It might not be the third. It could be your fourth, and then their fifth starts to bite. You know, you just never know. But my point is, just start out managing the properties with a property management company. You do not need that additional work. Most people start out managing a property themselves because it was the townhouse that they lived in, and then they moved and they kept it. And they're like, oh, I know the neighbor is going to rent it. It's no big deal. They're just going to send me a check. It's easy for us to manage it ourselves. Save that 8%, 10%, 12%. Let's just do it ourselves. Please don't do that. Please, because that way you have a professional team that's able to handle issues like a tenant turnover. It's able to take care of toilets and do other things like that in the middle of the night. You do not need that, especially if you're overseas. How are you going to be able to handle that from a remote location like that? So please turn that over to a team as soon as you can, Corey. And here are a few recommendations for you. This is what our team does whenever we are looking at new property management teams that we work with. We want to make sure, we have whole videos on our YouTube channel about this, on how to vet property management companies properly. In fact, we'll link it up in the show description for you so you can go and get that link and watch that video right here inside your podcast player. But we'll want to spend like five, we want to make sure that our property management companies have been in business for like 5 years. I got the word five before I said 5 years. But yes, we want to make sure they've at least been in business for 5 years. They're not managing so many doors that they can't take care of you. We want to know what their communication is. Like, how do they communicate with their clients? You know, do they get back to you in a timely fashion? Is it 24 hours? Do they text you? Do they email you? Do they call you? What does their communication system look like? As a property owner, you'd like to know that. Over the years, we've definitely dealt with property managers that aren't the swiftest. We don't work with them anymore. And that's a very important part of our business for our clientele. We want to make sure that they get great answers as soon as they have a question, or, you know, as soon as humanly possible. We also want to know what type of software they're using. Do they use AppFolio or Rent Manager or some other way that lets us access a dashboard to see what our rent is, get a copy of our lease, all of those things. We want to know, how do they do background checks on tenants? That's very important. How do they screen tenants? You know, it's all of those questions and many, many more. So those are just a few pieces to help you get started with that process. But again, please watch that video. We'll have it linked up in our show description here. It's on our YouTube channel. And it's a deep dive on how to properly vet property management companies. All right. Our next question comes from Gabe.
Hey, Clayton, it's Gabe. I'm just getting started in real estate investing, and I've got a phone call booked with your team tomorrow. So super excited for that. I currently have $60,000 worth of equity in my current home. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on leveraging that through a HELOC versus an option like Fund and Grow. How do I go about evaluating the pros and the cons, and what would you suggest? Thanks.
Thank you so much, Gabe. And hey, our team looks forward to talking with you about investing in real estate. So thanks so much for booking a call with our team at Morris Invest. Okay, let's talk about evaluating the pros and cons of a HELOC and Fund and Grow. You know, HELOCs right now, first of all, are a little bit more difficult to come by. So obviously, all you're doing, as my wife likes to say, is you're shopping around for different financial products, right? At the end of the day, it's a financial product, and you have different interest rates and terms. That's really what it comes down to. And so you need to evaluate that on its merits. Don't be emotional about it. If you find a home equity line of credit that's going to allow you to make a down payment on your first rental property, great. Then use that equity in your home. Remember, you cannot eat equity. So if you've got equity sitting in your home right now, please think about how you can leverage that. And Gabe, you're working with us, hopefully, which is great. And you know, most of our properties, we really encourage people. We work with like 60 different lenders. We want you to use other people's money in order to build wealth. There is no reason that you should have to come out of pocket 100% for your property purchases. With interest rates as low as they are, you know, what we're going to be able to do is help you understand that and figure that out and find out the best sort of matching program for you. You know, we're very customized approach is what we always say. So we do not believe in a one size fits all. So what we're going to do is look at your situation and say, okay, you've got the equity here in your home. Maybe you have an IRA over here. Maybe you've got some 401k that you can use as well because of the CARES Act. You know, most people don't know right now that they can tap into, they can tap into their 401k and retirement plan because of the CARES Act. You're able to tap into up to $100,000 right now, and with all kinds of incentives before the end of this year under the CARES Act passed because of the pandemic. So you want to evaluate, okay, the interest rates. Are you going to get penalized for paying things back early, et cetera? And Fund and Grow is another great option. You know, and if anyone's interested in checking out, and you'll save $500 off just signing up for Fund and Grow if you go to our website at morrisinvest.com/funding and just watch the video there. Just learn about it, because it's 0% interest funding, and they'll set up business lines of credit for you. And what'll happen is after 1 year, you can even then, they'll renegotiate. You're able to roll some of that debt right over into other 0% cards. So you could roll that 0% for like a year, 2 years. Again, you might want to mix and match these different financial products and see what fits for you. But Gabe, we look forward to working with you. I hope that answers the question. I know there's no one size fits all answer. And I'm not a financial advisor, so I want to be very careful just to say you need to kind of make these decisions personally and what makes sense for you and your family. You know, does this interest rate work for you? Are you able to get a certain amount of equity out of your house, which is wonderful? You're not going to move anytime soon where you're going to have to pay it back like immediately. You know, if you plan on staying in that house, great. And just use that equity. That's what I would do. I love home equity lines of credit. You know, we wrote a whole book on it. So yes, we love HELOCs. All right. Our next question is from Mike. He's got a more advanced question. He's been a bit more of an advanced real estate investor. So Mike, take it away.
Hi, Clayton. My name's Mike, and I want to start by saying I love what you do, and you've been very helpful to me. So my question is this, or questions. I have 12 properties now, and I have a bunch of different loans, six, and I'm wondering, how do I consolidate these loans into, say, maybe one payment, or should I even consider doing that? Because it's a little cumbersome, and I've got rates all over the place, and I'm not sure if I have to go into an LLC with everything in order to get a business loan, because every time I've tried to go to a normal bank, they keep telling me that they can't do it for me. So if you could help me with that question, that would be very helpful. Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. So 12 properties, six loans. I hear you. I know. You know, look, it's great being a real estate investor, but as my wife says, she always ends up crying when she has to fill out paperwork for a new loan, because it's always like they need one more paper. Are you sure that's it? No, we need one more paper. So I get it. Now you've got six loans that you're dealing with different interest rates purchased at different times. I totally get it. So my recommendation would be, you know, if this were my situation, it would be good to do a refinance into a portfolio loan with that many properties. You know, we personally don't have a specific place that we'd send people who are not like working with Morris Invest as a client, but if they started with us, they would get the benefits of working with the lenders that we work with, lower rates, no prepayment penalties that are all set up and approved on new construction. So we do that. We have a portfolio program that we kind of build for people at the outset with our different lenders that we work with. So that's really fantastic. But I would definitely go the route of a portfolio loan. And there's plenty of that money available right now for housing. You know, you just look at the headlines right now, Mike, and all of these major housing stocks are skyrocketing. Even mid-level home builders are skyrocketing. And then the big ones are doing really well, up 40%. And even during a pandemic, I mean, we are seeing 110% increase in the amount of new construction home sales since March. Do you remember what March was? It was the end of the world, right? We've seen since March 110% increase and a 275% increase since this time last year. So enormous growth, and banks are more than happy to put their money behind a beast like this that is not going to slow down anytime soon. The numbers are staggering. So please shop around for portfolio loans. I mean, you know, they're out there. There's plenty of them out there. There's plenty of commercial lenders that would love to put together a portfolio for you, roll all of that debt into one loan, and allow you to continue growing and adding additional properties to that portfolio as well. I mean, that's another thing. You should be able to add additional properties on top of what you currently have. So that would be my recommendation, Mike. I hope that helps. And anyone else that has a question about real estate investing, getting started, a more advanced question like what Mike had, please. You know, again, I am not a financial advisor. I am not a lawyer. So seek your own personal advice from your own financial advisors if you have one, or your own lawyers. But these are my opinions. You know, this is what I would do given this situation in my life. If I was active duty military and I had properties, I would hand them over to a property manager. You know, if I had equity in my house, I would absolutely get a home equity line of credit if I could. I've also used Fund and Grow, almost $200,000 worth of Fund and Grow money. So I've done a piece of both of that. And we've definitely done portfolio loans. And we've bought, you know, bundled properties together and individual loans as well. So those are my pieces of advice. If you have a question, please go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's how you can leave like a 30-second voicemail message for me. Ask your question. We're getting great questions here from our audience. So thank you so much for all of your kind feedback. And be sure to download our brand new bootcamp. It's totally free. Totally free. It's our 90-day financial empowerment bootcamp. We worked incredibly hard on it. Our team has worked incredibly hard to put this together for you, and it's totally free. And we've just been, I just want to say on a personal note, we've been hearing some amazing feedback from listeners. One of our bootcamp members downloaded it at morrisinvest.com/bootcamp. And she sent us photos of some balloons that she had bought with their freedom number in their house for her and her husband as a goal, like helium balloons that are hanging up with their freedom number, what number they need to hit to achieve financial freedom. We shared it around the office and we said, you know, this is why we do what we do. So congratulations to them on working towards their freedom number. They're about like, I think they said like 30% there, 30 or 40% towards their goal, which is amazing. So again, download the bootcamp, totally free, morrisinvest.com/bootcamp. Do it today. You will thank me. You will thank me later. All right, folks, now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.